Blog Talk Radio.
See that with me, so you know that she's so inherent. In the streets, that ain't green, but she's so inherent. All they change, though, I mean, that's so ambitious. You that was so ambitious, you that was so.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Independent Fridays with So Ambitious here on Lawless Radio. I'm here every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to my world, my people, Mr. Jace Verse, Red G, everyone over here on Lawless, the chairman. We have a very special show tonight. I'm always talking about how meningitis has affected me for the past 3.5 years. My sister passed away 3 years ago, and ever since then I've been doing research on it and trying to get the word out about meningitis and basically letting everybody know that it's not just something that affects young kids or college kids, that no matter how old you are, you can be affected. You can get meningitis. But tonight we have Ms. Lynn Bozoff calling in, who is one of the founders of the Meningitis Foundation in Marietta, Georgia. And she's going to come on and tell us a little bit about how she got involved, talk to you a little bit about the vaccines that they do offer and, you know, the symptoms, just different things. She's going to give us all the information that we need to know about meningitis. So she's going to be calling in shortly. Just a little backstory. On November the 10th, 2007, my sister Linda Easton passed away from meningitis. She was sick for 3 months. She actually went in the hospital in September of that year. And at first, we didn't know what it was. I noticed that when they had her hooked up to all of the machines that her skin started to bubble up, and it looked like an allergic reaction. And I remember asking the nurse if it was the medicine that he was giving her, if she was allergic to that, because at that time they didn't even know what it was. And he said it could be. So 3 days later, we came in, and they told us to step outside. We had to put on the gowns and the shoes and the gloves and everything, and that's when they told us it was meningitis. And in a short period of time, the rash that I saw that I thought was an allergic reaction covered her whole arm. It started to go up both arms, She started getting it over her face, over her nose, over her lips, ears, everything. Then it went to her legs. At first, they told us they were going to have to amputate fingers and toes. Then it went to both arms and both legs because her arms and legs were actually decaying on her body. Like, they were just dead. And you have to imagine a living, breathing person, and then when you look, their arms are decayed. It looked like skeletons, arms and legs. And the nurse was showing us that if you pulled on her skin was like paper thin. You could just pull it off like paper. So the family had to make a hard decision. They told us, okay, you can amputate both arms and legs and give her a chance to live. But even if you do that, there is no chance that she'll survive. So we made the decision, and her daughter wanted to at least go ahead and say, okay, well, at least I gave her a chance to live. So she decided to do the amputation. They amputated both arms and legs. She was amputated below the elbow and below the knees. And 30 days later, she went into cardiac arrest and passed away. And meningitis, once it spread, especially across the person's face, you really don't recognize that person. They look like a completely different person. And they did tell us that, you know, she could lose her nose, her lips, her ears. So when she passed away and we went to the funeral home to actually see her, she didn't have her nose. She didn't have part of her ear. And her lips were really, really thin. So, you know, that was a difficult situation because here's someone that was healthy and getting around, and then all of a sudden you see them laying there like that, and it's just nothing you can do. And it was to the point when we went to the funeral home, I walked in, and I didn't even know who she was. I'm looking around, and I'm asking, the funeral director, okay, where is she? And I was like, is that her? That's just how terrible this disease is. So, Lynn is going to call in and give you a little bit about her and her situation. So the number, if you have any questions for Lynn at all and you want more information, the number is 646-478-5209. And, again, she should be calling in around 8:15. But until she does, we're going to get into some music. So let me see who I want to play here. This is Be Down For Me, Young Holla.
Let you go. Just remember, I always came back to you. It don't matter. matter the situation, I'll always be down for you.
I wanna know, will you be down for me?
I will.
It's something that we just can't hide it.
Yeah.
It just feels so right tonight. I wanna know, will you be down for me?
I will.
It's something that we just can't hide.
It don't matter the situation, I'm always gonna be down for you.
I wanna know, will you be down for me?
I will.
It's something that we just can't hide it.
Is so ambitious. I'm sorry to have to cut into the song, but my guest is on the line, and I'm not sure as to how much time she has, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. Hello, Lynn.
Hi. Hi, Nikita. How are
how
you?
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me back.
I'm so glad that every time I ask you to come, you'll come and talk to me. I'm so glad.
Well, it's my pleasure.
All right, for everybody that's listening, go ahead and tell them who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Lynn Bozoff, and I'm the president of a nonprofit called the National Meningitis Association. And 13 years ago, I didn't know anything about meningitis until my 20-year-old son contracted the disease and died over 26 days. He had both arms and legs amputated. He lost kidney and liver function. And he had 10 hours of grand mal seizures. And eventually we had to have him disconnected from life support because he was brain dead. After my son died, my husband and I found out that there was a vaccine that could have saved our son's life had we just known about it. And it wasn't a new vaccine. It was a vaccine that had been used in the military for about 20 years. So in honor of my son, I've really devoted my life to raising awareness about the disease and how to prevent it, which is through vaccination.
Okay, and for those who don't know, explain exactly what meningitis is.
Well, meningitis is it's an inflammation of the meninges, which is the material that surrounds the brain. And it can take one of two forms. It can just be, you know, where you've got bacteria or virus in your spinal fluid, and you've got the headaches and high fever, nausea, stiff neck, or it can get into the bloodstream, which is much more deadly. And if you hear of an adolescent or a college student dying within 24, 48 hours, really a person of any age, most likely it's bacterial meningitis. I mean, any meningitis can be serious, but the bacterial form is deadly.
Okay, and explain the difference, because I read that there are two types, viral and bacterial. Explain the difference.
Okay, the viral meningitis usually runs its course. You know, you may be in the hospital for a couple days and spend a week recuperating, but it usually, most people recover. But the bacterial meningitis, especially the one caused by a bacteria known as meningococcal meningitis, can just wreak havoc with your body. The bacteria releases poisons into your bloodstream, and these poisons or toxins double in number every 20 minutes. So there's a very high mortality rate with this disease among adolescents and young adults. You know, 15 to 20% can die from the disease. And those who survive may often have long-term disabilities such as brain damage, hearing loss, loss of kidney function, or limb amputations. You know, fortunately, it's a rare disease, but each year it will strike nearly 1,500 people in the United States.
Wow.
And 11% of those are going to die, and that's a very high rate. And, you know, if my family had known that there was a vaccine, my son would have had it. He had every vaccine that was recommended before he started college, but no one told us about meningitis or that we could do something about it.
Right. Now, is there any way of being diagnosed before it gets to that point?
You know, if you've got any of these symptoms and they come on really fast or they're unusually severe, such as a high fever, headache, stiff neck, nausea, vomiting, or a purplish rash, you know, don't assume it's the flu or a little virus, you know, get checked out, you know, because with early intervention, and sometimes not even with early intervention, but the sooner it's diagnosed, the better the chance of survival. You know, it's IV antibiotics that are going to kill the bacteria, but sometimes the damage to your body is already done, and you know, the antibiotics just don't help.
Yeah, I was telling everybody earlier, once my sister got down, I guess to, I think it was like at least a month or two before she passed away, her face was completely disfigured because it was all over her face, really all over her body, but over her face, her ears, everything. And I know they had her on dialysis. It was just a lot of things that she went through before she actually passed away.
Right, and that's what happened to my son. It really can affect every organ in your body, and the kidneys are usually one of the first organs to be affected. And, you know, I've seen survivors that have lost both arms and legs. I've known some that have needed kidney transplants. You know, my son was misdiagnosed when he went to the hospital. He, you know, was told he had a little virus and, you know, he just needed to rest overnight. And that's what's so dangerous and really so sneaky about this disease is that the symptoms sound just like you've got the flu or you've got just a little virus.
Yeah.
And you don't want to take a chance on going to the doctor or going to an emergency room and being misdiagnosed. But it's also important for people to know what the symptoms are because there's no vaccine that's 100% effective. So even if you're vaccinated, you still need to know what the symptoms are.
Wow. Now, what are some of the ways that you can get meningitis?
Well, meningitis, the bacteria is spread respiratorily, so that's through coughing, kissing, sneezing, sharing the same beverage or using the same utensil. Fortunately, the bacteria only survives seconds outside the body, but, you know, up at any time, 15 to 20% of people can be a carrier. Now, doctors don't know why they're a carrier and they're not getting sick, but I could be a carrier, you could be a carrier, and say you were in contact with someone who was run down, like college students or adolescents or anyone who's working hard and just has a hectic lifestyle, and you cough or sneeze on them, well, for some reason that bacteria gets into their body, they can come down with meningitis. And what's important to know is that the vaccine will hopefully not only prevent you from getting meningitis, it will also prevent you from being a carrier. So the more people that get vaccinated, the less carriers there are of the disease.
And how has, I guess, the vaccines or the vaccinations changed since you went through this with your son?
When my son came down with meningitis, there were no vaccine recommendations at all from the CDC. And I formed the National Meningitis Association with other parents who had similar stories to mine. And we've worked very hard over the last 10, 12 years to make meningitis more visible. And at first we were able to get recommendations for college students passed. And about 6 years ago, the CDC changed their recommendations and started recommending it for 11, 12-year-olds. And just this past February, the CDC is now recommending a booster vaccine. So if you have a child and they're vaccinated at 11 or 12, they should have a booster dose at age 16, 17. And anyone who's starting college should have been vaccinated within 5 years of starting college. This isn't a disease you want to fool around with.
Right. I know I read some of the stories on your website, you know, from different people, and I was just amazed. I was just blown away, and I saw some of the videos that were posted. And I actually posted, I think, one on my Facebook so everybody could see, you know, how serious it was, because I've had people just tell me, well, I don't understand why you're doing this for your sister, because I've known people actually to survive from this. So basically as if it wasn't a big deal. And I just want to let everybody know it is a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal. I moved from California to Georgia in 1992, and I guess my son was, he would have been 14 or 15 that year. And in the Atlanta area, there was an outbreak in Carrollton, Georgia, and I remember my son had been watching the news, and he said, "Mom, how do I know if I've got meningitis?" And I just said, "Oh, Evan, you don't need to worry about that." You know, I just dismissed it as a disease that was going to happen to some other family.
Yeah.
And I think those words came back to haunt me, because I should have paid more attention to it. I should have learned what diseases are out there that can affect your children and what vaccines you can give your children to protect them. You know, this was, my son came down with meningitis maybe 4 or 5 months after the American College Health Association realized that there was a link between college students living in dorms and the disease, that those students were at a higher risk. Unfortunately, most colleges didn't know about it at the time. That information hadn't filtered down, because if it had, my son would have had the vaccine.
Right. Now, where can everyone go and get more information on meningitis and the vaccine?
We've got a lot of information on our website, including the videos you mentioned of survivors talking about the disease and parents who've lost their children. Our website is NMAUS, like Nancy Mary Apple, US.org. And you can also always go to the CDC website, which is www.cdc.org. You know, it's not, I don't want people to panic, but I want them to be alert and to know that this is a disease that really can strike anyone, anywhere, anytime. Infants have the highest incidence of this disease, but right now there aren't any vaccines to protect the infant population from this particular type of meningitis. There are infant vaccines for other types of meningitis. We're hoping that within a few months there will be vaccines for infants.
Okay, because I did see on the meningitis Twitter where someone tweeted a picture of a baby that was fighting meningitis, and that was just really, really sad.
It is sad. I get phone calls from parents. I've been talking to this one mom in Oregon whose daughter is about 9 months old now, and she came down with meningitis at 4 months of age and was in the hospital for 4 months and had both of her legs amputated. And, you know, the stories just break your heart. This is a disease that shows no mercy. So if there's any way you can protect yourself or protect the people you love, you need to do it.
Right. And another thing, you know, I've always thought that it was only young adults or infants until my sister got meningitis, and she was 49 at the time.
Right. Really, no one is immune to this disease. There are just certain age groups where the incidence is higher, and those are the infants and then the adolescent and young adults. But, you know, I've talked to relatives who've you know, just like you've had someone in their family in their 40s that's come down with meningitis. We have a man who works with us who was 65 when he got meningitis and ended up with both legs being amputated. And so it really can affect you at any time.
Well, do you guys have anything coming up as far as fundraisers or anything like that that we should be looking out for?
We always have an annual like fundraising gala in New York in the spring, but you know there is a donate button on our webpage, and you know we are nonprofit, so as with any nonprofit, any donation is greatly appreciated. You know, my main mission is just to make sure that people know about the disease, the symptoms, and what they can do to protect themselves, not only through vaccination, but also making sure that they're practicing good hygiene, you know, making sure you cover your mouth when you cough and sneeze, and not sharing water bottles. You know, so many times in middle and high school sports teams, you see the kids passing the water bottle down the line, and that's just so scary. I mean, you're just taking so many chances, not just with meningitis, but with any infection. So there's just a lot of common sense ways to protect yourself, but the most important way is through vaccination.
Okay, and is this disease hard to detect?
It is hard to detect because the early symptoms are so much like that of the flu or a virus. Usually if a doctor suspects meningitis, they'll start on antibiotics immediately and, you know, do a spinal tap. By the time, you know, there are obvious symptoms like that purplish rash, which means the bacteria has gotten in your bloodstream, which I know is what happened to your sister and my son. You're almost fighting a losing battle because your body's overwhelmed with the disease already.
Right, because, it seemed at one point she was getting better, but then once, you know, it started to get all over her body, it was just, you know, she wasn't the same from there. She just went downhill from there. And, you know, the doctors just kept telling us there's nothing they can do other than continue to give her the antibiotics, and that was it.
That's right. It's like putting out a fire. I mean, you're just trying to outrun the bacteria. You're hoping you can keep the person alive long enough. But, you know, as I said, you know, especially with adolescents and young adults, you know, almost 1 in 5 that get the disease will die. So it takes a toll.
Okay, and before we let you go, give everyone your website again so they can go and get more information.
Sure. It's NMA, Nancy Mary Apple, US.org. And if anyone has questions, they can email us at support@nmaus.org.
Well, I thank you so much, Lynn, for talking with me. You know, you've never turned out an opportunity to come on and help me with this, and I really appreciate that. I really do.
Oh, well, anytime. You know I will anytime.
This is something that's near and dear to me also, and every time I talk about it, it gets harder, but I understand the reason why I'm doing it. So.
You are, and you're doing a great service and honoring your sister's memory by basically doing what I'm doing, and that's trying to raise awareness and make sure other people don't suffer as we have.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling in, and I will definitely keep in touch with you.
Okay. Thank you, Nikita.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that was Ms. Lynn Bozoff of the National Meningitis Association. Again, to get more information on meningitis, you can go to www.nmaus.org. All right, we're going to go back into some more music. I'm going to go back into Being Ignored by Lene Michele.
Thank you. kiss. Fierce kissing in the middle with the hallway. Thought to get you right by R. Smith. Do it all to the rhythm of a bow play. And maybe this patrolling I'm on. Oh, oh. Got a nigga coming on strong. Oh, oh. Sexy that nigga, I'm lying off in the zone. Take off a thong in the Jimmy Choo zone. Any plans to be living your phone starts to finish. Plus, you scream my name when I hand up my business happy to be sitting in both hearts. I in it. My only end is feel pleasure. Yes, sir. Stop limiting my blood pressure. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your touch, touch, touch.
Yeah, everything I want, love. Just let me touch.
I'm pausing when you leave, I can't breathe at all. We go every hand, don't need to stall. I'm feeling for your body like an addict. If you need me, call, call, call.
I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch.
More or less, I got this street game tied up. And you lose it cause your team ain't tight enough. On my Yamaha, tell them hate me now. Bought a house, put the beavers in the backyard. Independent blood, send the kid running shit. This is song just to brag about me getting it. Let the seed grow, Georgia sunshine. Speak of video, put it online. Ass clapping red bones, I deserve applause. But bikini tops, you can see they nipples getting hard. Drunk it all of this, call me Kanye. That's your fucking mic, who cares what you say? Check your fan base, now look at me. I'm on the beach where a real ball is supposed to be. Breasts in my face, ass on my lap. This a life, I ain't never gonna look back. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. Broke niggas lame, run the stacks up. Put you in the game. A lot of niggas talking bad like they doing it. But they fast fading out like sad music. The gems through longevity, I got stacks. Tell them pussy niggas, I got tracks. Put the industry, nah, I plan to do my thing. Hustle hard, I ain't a motherfucking game. I'm a veteran, deserve a purple heart. Been down since Daisy Deuce, I swear to God. If this my last shot, I'ma kill this song. Every verse I spit, every hook I'm on. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. Damn, putting on, man, we hood rich. SAP roll, I never flaw. Said I only did lit shit, that's on blood.
Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did.
This is your girl, Lanae Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
This is your boy, Jay's Verse from World Mob ENT. You know, Mr. I get it.
We get money,
you know,
dollars.
When I'm checking that music, this hot for the streets.
Hot
you know, them
the
independent
streets.
Artists is burning it up.
Burning
There's
it
only one place up. I look. It's TL and Lawless Radio.
TL and Lawless
That's
Radio.
Right. I said my station.
My
TL
station.
And Lawless Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Independent Fridays with your girl, So Ambitious. Earlier tonight, we had a very special guest on. For those of you who missed it, we had Ms. Lynn Bozoff of the Meningitis Foundation on, and she gave us a little bit of information about meningitis. She told us how she got involved, and it was just a very powerful and moving interview. For those of you who have been affected by meningitis, call in and tell us your story. The number is 646-478-5209. And I would love to hear from you. All right. Earlier, again, I gave a shout-out to my boys, Ms. Worldbomb, Mr. Jay Verse. Shout-out to Jay, who will be in MacTunes Mag this month. For those of you who follow me on Twitter, I will be tweeting that out once we get it going. My Twitter is at SoAmbitious1, and my website is www.SoAmbitiousOnline.com. You can catch your boy Jay Verse on Twitter also, at J-A-Y-C-E-V-E-R-F-E. And his website, www.jaycevermusic.net. Now, on our list, we have other shows on here. And before we end this hour, I will definitely let you know about the other shows we have here on Lawless, and I want you to tune in. We have some very, very hot shows here, y'all, for real. The chairman, like, hooked it up. All right, well, we're going to bring someone else special in, my usual co-host, the very talented and crazy, Jay Verse. What's up, Jay?
Oh, what's going down? What's going down? It's Lawless. You know what I'm saying? It's another Friday night, you know what I'm saying? But this Friday is real special for Ambitious, you know what?
What?
We in the A-Town, baby. You know what I'm saying? World Mob is invading the A. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know your boy is dressed and fresh, and we about to go do something big.
That's right. But you know why tonight is also big?
Why?
We had Lynn Bozoff from the Meningitis Foundation on here, and you know what that means to me.
Well, you know, if I could take a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was there with you, you know what I'm saying, when your sister passed. And, you know, my viewpoint is from the outside looking in. And, you know, I remember when you got the call, and they said, well, you know, we're taking her to the hospital. She got a cold. And you was like, she don't go to the hospital for a cold. You know, what's going on?
Then, yeah.
Then I remember the second call. Hey, y'all need to come this way. Then I remember sitting in the hospital, and the doctors didn't know exactly what was going on. And then everything went really fast from there. You know, the thing is when it comes down to your health, you don't take any risk with that. You know, go ahead, get checked. Us as African Americans, we're usually scared to go to a doctor. We're worried about how much it's going to cost. We're worried about not having insurance or not being able to pay that bill. Well, you can't pay a bill if you're gone. So, I mean, the best thing to do is look out for self, look out for your family. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Lynn Bozoff, who always gives it up, you know, on every interview. You know, I'm not a journalist. I'm not a DJ. You know what I'm saying? I just like to have fun, you know what I'm saying? So I let you do the interview skills. Besides, that's a little hard for me to talk about because me and your sister was kind of close, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know. Thing is, you know, RIP Lynn the Eastern, you know what I'm saying? We thank Lynn Bozoff for coming in and doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, giving us all the information. And we're going to use it accordingly, you know what I'm saying? Use it accordingly.
That's right.
The World Mob is in Atlanta this week. And so let me tell you right now, you know what I'm saying, your boy is getting dressed, right? You know, and if you're in Atlanta, in the Duluth area, and you listening to Lawless, hey, we going to the Dave and Buster's right after the show. Let's go up there and shut it down, you know what I'm saying? Come on out, have fun with Jay's Verse in the World, Mob. You never know what I'll be giving out, what I'll be doing. I'm being there, adding the nut. But that's how we do it.
And as I say, every time Jay invites fans out, I'm not paying for you.
Well, you never know. You never know. It might be a make it rain Friday. You never know. It all depends on how many people show out to show support for Lawless, Jay's Verse in the World, Mark. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's drunken debauchery. It's going to be fun.
Now, Jay, are you prepared for your segment tonight?
Well, you know, not really. Because, you know what I'm saying? We're in the A-Town, you know what I'm saying? And I'm having a lot of fun. So ain't too many things that pissed me off this week, but I'm sure I can wing it.
Oh, my goodness. You going to try to wing it?
Oh, you, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? Off the top of my head, real quick. Like, the hotel we checked into, wonderful hotel.
I knew that was coming.
One wonderful hotel, but you know what pisses me off? We got the hotel rooms with the kitchenettes and shit so we could buy some food and shit while we here so we ain't got to spend it all, you know what I'm saying? But they don't give you pots and pans. They don't even give you tissue up in this motherfucker. You got to buy your own. Oh, excuse me. My bad to you. They don't give you tissue up in here. You got to go buy your own. It's crazy. I'm talking about it costs a whole lot of money. And they don't even have a continental breakfast. So right off top, there, those is four things that piss me off right now.
Wow, okay.
Hey, man, you know what else pisses me off?
What else pisses you off?
If you can't speak the language, how is you driving?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I'm just being real, you know what I'm saying? And then they look at me like I'm doing something wrong. The sign said yield. You know what I'm saying? Dos míos, la siento, I'm sorry, but you're wrong, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Yield sign, bruh. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. All my Latinos, you know how we do it. You know how we do it in the club, man. You know, tequila all night. But if you can't speak it and you can't read it, how is you driving in it? I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, let's see what else. When you go to the fast food restaurant, you know, you hungry for that Big Mac. You really wanted that Big Mac. And when you bite in the middle, it's pink. That pisses
Ooh.
Me off.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That kind of pisses me off, too. That's just gross.
It looks. And there's another constant. Now, I love spandex. I love women in spandex. But if your spandex is two sizes too small and you still fit your big behind in them and everybody is looking at your behind because then it becomes like nylon. That pisses me off. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple extra dimples, you know what I'm saying? You got more dimples than a fifth grade class. Got more rolls than Pillsbury. Stay out of spandex, Charlie.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there's just some random things that might piss you off, too. You know what else really pisses me off? We was riding around the college, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Georgia State University. But we was riding around the college, you know what I'm saying, checking things out. And I see people wearing shorts with sweaters and boots. That pissed me off.
Oh my God.
And I'm talking about some of these chicks have on the booty cutters, you know what I'm saying, with the little ass cheek hanging out the back, you know what I'm saying? But you got on some boots and a thick sweater, something I could put on, and she ain't nothing but like 5'2", 145 pounds, but she got a triple X sweater on. That pissed me off. Everybody else can feel me on this one, too. You know what else pissed me off? Blackberry just pissed me off this week.
Why Blackberry pissed you off this week?
Oh, man, the system crashed. Their whole system crashed. You had Blackberries burning up in people's ears, shorting out, you know? Something's going on with Blackberry, and it pissed me off. I don't even have a BlackBerry, y'all, but it pissed me off because everybody I know got a BlackBerry, so I couldn't call nobody.
Thank God for Android. I have an Android. I don't have that problem.
Speaking of Androids, you know what else pisses me off?
Oh, gosh. What?
The App Store. All the good stuff costs money. Them free games, ain't none of them worth nothing. Or you
hey, you stay away from Android.
whatever, the app store. All the free stuff ain't worth nothing. And your battery life ain't about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Fix the battery life on the Android.
That's true. That's true. That is
that
true.
That pisses me off. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I go and I go use the web, I try to make a call or make a text, and my battery says yellow. That pissed me off.
That is true, because mine is charging as we're doing the show right now, and I didn't even have it off the charger that long. So, yeah, I feel you on that one.
Okay, and the last thing that pisses me off for this week, when you go buy a new pair of shoes, you know, you got the new crispy white shoes, and that one dirty foot so-and-so steps on your shoe, and everybody says, you going to fight somebody for stepping on your shoe, blah, blah, blah. We in a recession, and that pair of shoes cost $150. You damn right I'm going to fight. He going to clean it off. Oh, mud foot.
All right.
Didn't even say excuse me neither. You know, that really pissed me off. Ignorant. But other than that, we in Atlanta, so maybe it's...
We are, and we're going to go out and do a little partying after the show.
Hey, man, like I said, if you are in the Duluth area, shit, if you're in the Atlanta area and you're listening to Lawless right now, I'm telling you, when the show goes off, I'm hopping in the car and we're going to Dave and Buster's. I want to play some games and get drunk. Come on down with me. We're going to do it big. Let's show them what kind of lawless following we got.
All right. Now, you ready to go into some music, Jay?
Definitely.
All right, y'all. This is Killing 'Em by Zip Code.
Hey. Hey, it's the casualty when you put them sneakers on. Fresh fit, got them other bitches looking reckless. I say bitches cause they ain't no competition. They just wanna be the one around Zip like a necklace. But that right there is what I can't do. I'll be a damn fool if I redirect it. Yeah, that's true, and without a cast crew, we've been living out of movie, boy, we deserve Netflix. I ain't gotta stand and repeat it, you be hella fly. That's why they never try, they know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. No, it ain't a question. Killing them is evident. When you hit the room, these other women lose their element. That's why I be attracted to you, positive and negative. Put in front of beauty, they look worse than they already did. See, shorty could rip the runway with some sweats on. And straight killing them, it's like they getting sent home. And independence is just no one to depend on. At the end of the day, she bringing her ends home. That's what I like in a woman, she be dumb fly. Smart as an alumni, press up off a college trip. Hit a spot, make all of their jaws drop. And it ain't even needed for Zipper to go acknowledge it. Cause that right there is a given. I'll be tripping if I try to keep pointing out the obvious. Girl, listen, I know you killing them bitches. Every time you shut it down, you leave them powerless. And yeah, that's why I ain't gotta stand and repeat it. You be hella fly. That's why they never try. They know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. I don't ever notice what they on. They gon' have a hard time getting my attention, cause I'm so up in my zone. Looking at shit when I get focused in the dome. Cause I'm scoping, but I'm hoping I'll be poking with the bone. What the kid go through to have you over in my home? It's a pleasure and an honor to be showing you my room. She done heard it and seen it. The type with a guard up, something that I'm into and I wanna be a part of. Cause she bad, something I would wanna have. She just throw it in the bag, she ain't worried about the price tag. A lot of fans who be docking in the stands. When she posted with a man, she be showing them that nice swag. Straight killer, ain't no other chick thriller who be sweeter than vanilla, still colder than an ice bag. None of them, but they should be getting familiar, cause ain't no other similar. I'm telling you, like, man, I don't even need to repeat it, but you be hella fly. That's why they never try, they know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side, like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them, it's like they all die.
Yeah, y'all girls gonna have to get y'all hands up on this one. You know what I'm saying? She is bad. Real though. Already. Already, baby. So, what it do? You know how we do. Up in D-Town.
Yeah, we back. You know how we do it. It's your boy Jay's Verse. You know what I'm saying? So in business. Independent Fridays. On Lawless. Shouts out to TL and everybody. Since I got a little time and I ain't got really, you know, nothing to do until 10 o'clock when I go to Dave and Buster's. I like to shout out Matt Toons Magazine, you know what I'm saying, to kind of put your boy in the magazine. That's what's up. Hostile Magazine, to kind of put your boy in the magazine, you know what I'm saying. That's what's up. I appreciate it, you know, to all my fans, everybody who's supporting Count Money. And Waiting on Most Hated is coming soon. I got something real special, you know what I'm saying. That's the reason why I ain't dropping it, you know what I'm saying, because I got a lot of people who want to do the remix and whatnot. And I got some real special surprises for that remix, you know. Y'all wait for it. But you know what I'm saying? Most Hated is coming soon. Y'all wait on me. And what can I say? It's Lawless, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back into some more music. Let me see. Who? Man, let's get into some piano, man. Real talk.
Yo. It's your boy Piano Man rapping that Lawless Entertainment. I'ma spit on this game, cause the pioneers back when I was little, they spit on the game. What happened, man? Real talk. Yo.
I'm sick of all these fakers making songs about why they fly. 24 is real, they leave these screens off when they ride. I'm Piano Man, don't give a damn what you can buy. The way the game is now, I'm glad that pocket make it die. If they was still here, would you? Leaning rock, chicken noodle soup, or walk it out of paper, pop, pop. Reason why I'm glad to say we're now all on the top. Smile on me, while I know me, while I know me. Rap, no longer full of culture, full of pride. Man, what the hell, hell? Now it's full of shame, and full of land, and full of crap. Ain't no more mic checks, now all they know is chicken traps. They say it's going down, but all that I can do is lie. Do my people feel the need to advertise? When they entitled to a hefty monthly fee, covering your car when I can find a 23. Like Michael Jordan really gives a damn about your control. Rapping by these cars and clothes that don't nobody know. No, he the god of rapping that nobody else can blow. All these so-called rappers in the game, let it go. Dog, you not a god, you not a god. Make it rain. Instead of spending thousands on these strippers in the club. Drop a couple dollars on the woman that you love. Take a couple thousand, put it to your flesh and blood. It'll only take a second. Oh, the dying. Africa, the so-called ballers wanna rock some ice. I say it costs a grill and tell me, yeah, that's worth a life. Life, everybody got them, they ain't worth a half the price. Hopefully the words I say I had you thinking twice. Posting videos with how to close like it's a joke. Frying up that chicken like a cooking missile show. So congratulations, peaches, now it's 1664. Unlock these chains and let my people go. Fighting overseas, that's not a war, we die in pain. Watch us around the corner, college kids are getting slain. They call it home security, but they should change the name.
Coming, but a change is gonna come. Them drums say the revolution is near. Listen, my people, it's here.
man. It's your boy, man. I'm out here looking for my main chick.
Yup.
I think I got her. We'll see. Let's go. Man, play my date, man. Yup. Here you go. Here you go. Come on.
I need a main chick. Hold on, hold me down. Compliment my swag and always be around. Call her by the dollar, she don't play around.
I need a man chick for me.
Ain't nothing but that.
I wake up focused, I think my life is on one. I came from the block with the murders, that's why your boy fears no one. It's not a nigga breathing that I won't leave on a team in. I know the mob I believe in, that's why these suckers bleeding. I load them clip full of hollows, I live and die by the motto. I know my job when it be shown, that's why I roll with the Rollo. And when I squeeze, I'm not finna, you know it's nothing but the mob in it. I live on the block where the chops get him, I run from the cops, I'm a block nigga. I'm not that nigga that'll tell lies, I'm not that nigga when it lands fly. I'm not that nigga with a gun, not cocking it back to these real niggas, don't die. We not finna run when the beat comes, we not finna hide when the sun's up. I run through the streets when it's nighttime, murder my state, I can never put the guns up. That's why they call me A to the B. We see with the bay killers, sweet chops, I be hanging with the real niggas. Big hand, big D, them a real niggas. That's why my life living deep in it. This bed that I made, I'ma sleep in it. You niggas don't know nobody, realer than me, I'm creeping to this game spinning.
Welcome back to Independent Friday with your girl So Ambitious and your boy Jace Verse. If you're an independent artist and you want your music heard, go to www.lawlessradio.com, hit the submit button, and submit your music. Submitting is absolutely free. And if you want to call in and tell me and Jace Verse what you have going on, or if you have a story that you would like to share about meningitis, you can call in at 646-478-5209. Jace was playing some hot music while I was away.
You know, it's like this. Support yourself. Call in. You know what I'm saying? Give us your URLs, your websites. All that, you know what I'm saying? Let people know who you are and what you're about. You know what I'm saying? It's free advertisement. It's lawless.
All right, y'all. Now, as I was saying earlier, we have other shows here on Lawless Radio. On Monday, you got your boy Sherm the Man, game time, 7 p.m. Central Time. You got the chairman, Mr. TL, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Grit Grind. You got your girl Catrice on Thursday, Raw Deal with Catrice, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you got yours truly and your boy Jay Verse, Independent Fridays with So Ambitious, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Sunday, you got your boy People, Sinatra, 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Welcome to the sidewalk. So, yeah, we have some hot shows here on Lawless Radio. All right. Now, Jay, have you read any crazy stories in the news? Usually we talk about some crazy crap that's usually on the news. And I'm trying to think, have I read anything weird? Because, you know, I always be the one to come up with the weird stories.
Well, it just so happened that your boy was looking at media takeout the other day. You know what I'm saying? And there's this whole thing about Beyonce's baby bump.
Oh, my God.
If y'all don't leave poor B alone, you know what I'm saying? If she ain't pregnant, she's pregnant and trying to hide it. If she is pregnant, she ain't pregnant, and she using a prosthetic stomach. Do you really think that even though she's rich as hell, do you really think she spent $10,000 on a prosthetic stomach just to walk around and make y'all think she's pregnant? Get real. For real, for real. And then there's the whole Dress in London scandal. Was it in London?
Australia. Yeah, with her dress folded, and they said the prosthetic stomach folded.
Man, look here. Now, all I got to say about that is Shorty is 5 months pregnant. For her to be smiling on camera doing interviews is a great feat. Shouts out to B. She ain't cussed nobody out. You know what I'm saying? You ain't seen a sweating bullet. She ain't had no hot flashes or nothing. She ain't stopped in the middle of the interview to eat a Whopper. Shouts out to B. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, with the prosthetic thing, right after she announced on the award, they showed her in a bikini. You could see her belly bump in the bikini.
Man, we just going to go real. We just going to go real. Have you ever seen Jay-Z chunky? Have you? Huh? Since she done got pregnant, Jay done put on 20 pounds. Come on now. Daddy weight. We already know what that is. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z got a neck roll and all. He look like he a Baptist preacher. He got them big old lips. Look like he been eating chicken, drinking coffee at Sister Mary's house. You know what I'm saying? Him and Deacon Green been getting it in. But, you know, hey. It is what it is. I'm happy for him, you know.
You know what? She probably wished now she wouldn't have announced it. You know, they're usually private. But that's some news she said she couldn't hold in. She probably wished now she would have kept it to herself.
Man, I would have kept it to myself. They'd have been like, Beyonce's pregnant. She's way big. And now there's this big lip child with her. Yeah. You know, that's what happened.
But you know, they're trying to say the prosthetic stomach is because she got a surrogate carrying the baby. And as private as she is, that's something she could have kept to herself. Why she going to wear a fake stomach?
Sometimes the media, you know what I'm saying? And
I'm part of the media.
Well, present company excluded. So, you know what I'm saying? As I'm still reading media takeout, they got a picture of Rihanna with the Chris Brown lookalike.
Oh, they broke up. She was at her ex-boyfriend, the baseball player. They broke up that fast.
You know why? Because Buddy probably wasn't playing that shit that Chris Brown was playing. You know what I'm saying? You can't beat Chris Brown up. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, you know, after we see that Rihanna's a freak and Chris is a goon, you know what I'm saying? Apparently, they worked together and made something decent. You know what I'm saying? They was the anti-JMB. You know what I'm saying? You know, for real, think of it. You know what I'm saying? J&B is the power couple. When they got together, everybody, ooh, that wasn't Chris Brown, baby. He was just some dude from a video. He didn't even really have money like that. And even if he did, you know, it's not Chris.
Well, they say that her ex-boyfriend is abusive. Also, say he got arrested for beating up his ex-girlfriend.
You know, I'm not even going to touch that. You know, I really I really got an opinion on that, but I'm not going to touch that. I'm not. Pivot ain't easy. Boy. Let's see. What else was I reading? What else?
There's no telling on media takeout. Like, did I tell you Tone Loc got arrested for domestic violence?
Oh, no. Not Tone Loc.
I found it.
Hold up. For y'all, for everybody under 25. Tone Loc came out with a song called Wild Thing, and it was really, really hot. You know, when that's how you got here. You know what I'm saying? Somebody did the wild thing, and you became a problem. You know what I'm saying? You was a bill. Okay, now on with your story.
I found out TMZ, and I posted it on my website, soulambitiousonline.com, but he got arrested for hitting his baby mom.
Well, hope that child support check clears, because more than likely you're on your way to court. Shouts out to Tone Loc. It happened. Sorry, guy.
Exciting news, though. The NWA biopic. What you think about that?
Oh, wow. They are doing, a movie on NWA. You know, and, okay, once again, everybody under 25. NWA stands for Niggas With Attitude. And they were a group that came out in the 90s, and they're the reason why you can cuss on record. They're pretty much the reason between them and Luther Campbell, Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew. They're the reasons why you're able to do what you do today. They're the reasons why we can make accounting money. There is a reason why we can do videos and have BET Uncut and stuff like that, even though they took BET Uncut off the air. Censorship, but you know.
Since you mentioned Uncle Luke, did you read how he did Lil Wayne, Diddy, and who else was it, DJ Khaled?
I'm about to get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
But the NWA movie, you know what I'm saying? It chronicles Eazy-E, Dre, you know, Dr. Dre, Yella, Ice Cube
and
MC Brand.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Do you think that they're going to capture everything? You know how some of them leave stuff out. Do you think they're going to capture the whole story?
I think they can capture the essence, but there is no way in the world they can recreate what NWA had at the time that they had it. Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real fan of the old school. MC Ren is one of the hardest. You know what I'm saying? And there's no way that you can capture all that. Because, you know, before the deal, if you read up some of those, they was real gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They was real gangsters. Some of you think
and
that
a
you...
a lot of the stuff that they rap about, it ain't just...
You know, hey, you know, some of you studio gangsters, you know, you might need to check that movie out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you studied Notorious, the movie, and you seen how Biggie didn't use no paper, but he had like 50 notebooks while he was in jail. He just memorized it all. That's why he didn't need paper. And, you know, he was real good with coming up with stuff off the top. That would lead you to say it's going to be the hustle and flow of the West Coast. That's what I feel.
I think it's going to be John Singleton at the helm, too. It's going to be a good movie.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some real groundbreaking documentary stuff.
I can't wait.
Okay, now, what was you talking about again? Say it one more time.
So Uncle Luke, Dissin, Wayne, Diddy, and Khaled saying that they go to Miami. And he said, but what are they doing for Miami? They're not donating anything. They're not helping the youth. They're just going out there and just really not doing anything.
Okay, first of all, shout out to Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke has the right to say whatever he wants to say to any rapper, and they really can't do nothing about it.
Y'all, I'm scared of what's going to come behind that with Jay.
But let's be real.
Are they from Miami? They might own a home in Miami, but are they from Miami? Now, I'm all for artists giving back, you know what I'm saying? But you can't complain if they're giving back to their city. You know what I'm saying? You got to start at home first. But some of them folks ain't even giving back to their city. Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? They giving back isn't getting your cousin so-and-so off the street. You know what I'm saying? It's getting somebody you totally don't know, have no dealings with, and giving them a reason.
That's right.
You feel me? So, I mean, Uncle Luke has the right to say what he wants to say.
But Wayne came back and had an answer for that. I haven't read it yet, but they said Wayne came out, said something about that, and dissed DJ Khaled.
Wayne always has something to say. But until he takes off them damn skinny jeans and puts on some drawers, I really ain't got nothing to say about Wayne. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he makes good music and stuff like that, but you know what I'm saying? His, how can I put this lightly? He's fashion impaired. At least in my community he is. Because, you know, you can't walk down the street like that in my hood. You know what I'm saying? You can't walk.
I saw something like that today. Hotmess.org.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? That goes back to those things that's pissing me off. You know what I'm saying? And in fact, I forgot about that. So we're going to go right back to that real quick. But things that piss me off is you young boys wearing the skinny jeans and the tight-ass shirt that we can see your heartbeat and the little cap you run around. You think you're looking like a rock star. But let's just be for real. AC/DC, Rat, Whitesnake, and all them, they don't wear stuff like that. Look at Travis Barker. Travis Barker looks like me when he goes out. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Hey, Travis Barker don't have on skinny jeans with the crackhead's ass on it.
No, he don't. But the dude Ashley Simpson married, what he divorced now, he wears tights.
He married Ashley Simpson. It wasn't the smartest thing he did.
They stayed together for a while, though, and they have a baby together.
I mean, she's fine. She's fine. I hate it, too. But it wasn't the smartest thing he did.
Corinne Stephens got remarried. So she says, you know her, and Darius McCrary from Family Matters was married for a while.
Okay, Eddie Winslow.
Right. They split up, but she had a picture of her and some dude exchanging rings saying that they were married. So the whole thing about her and Lil Wayne getting married, she said, no, I got married to somebody else.
First of all, when were you... How can I say this and not hurt anybody's feelings? There's no way to do it. There's just no. How do you trick Mary Superhead? The girl's name is Superhead. So first of all, if you let her give you some head, she's blowing your mind away. That means you're not thinking. Then second of all, you take her home to your mama because you're about to marry her. Your mama knows who Superhead is.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, let's be real. She wrote the Vixen Diary, and if you read the book, she done been with half of hip-hop. You ain't hitting nothing special. Ain't nothing special about it. Hey, I'm going to let you do this to me. And the only person I let do this was so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, so you on a short list. Short list my behind. But, you know, shout out to her pimping ain't easy.
All right, so I guess we'll get back into some more music.
Pimping ain't easy.
This is Do You Wrong, Dirty Business.
Get a wrong. Just wrong.
Time to shout it. Yeah. You know, I've been seeing you around the way. Giving all these dudes no play. But then you look my way and I'm like, shout it. And I'm like, shout it. And I'm like, shout it.
Shawty came with me, cause you don't wanna go wrong. Shawty, nigga, me, it all wanted to go wrong. Leave me on the late night, let me know it tastes right. Got your back to that, ooh. Get all wanna go wrong. Shawty came here ready with the clothes on. And you can take them all, Shawty, don't take them all. I'ma show you what a nigga do.
shot is of the comfort. I call her over to the crib and she come flirt. She singing on my microphone like a concert. She know love hurts, it could put you in a hearse. I'm in your purse now, shawty, cause my pockets work. From every verse of my repertoire, mwah. Second base now, I'm working on my third one. My first one, it was looking like a home run. My homeboys told me, digga, get the tall girl. Your homegirls told me that you need me in your world. I met you at the mile, girl, and it's a small world. Back in school, you used to hang with the cheerleaders at my high school. Now you grown and you still diva. I call you girl, but you know I need your info. And for your info, girl, I'm a nympho. But we can take it slow and slow work the tempo. Go.
Shawty, you with me, you don't want it so wrong. Shawty, digging me, and I don't want it wrong. Just leave me on the late night, let me know what tastes like. Got your body saying, ooh.
Yes, but you love a thug. She call a man a bug. She calling me the king. Because I bring wet dreams to reality. And like a cavity, I'm all up in the mouth seat. I ain't taking, I'm back breaking and making moves. The stereo loud, girl, we moving to the groove. I make the thing in between your legs. Ooh, till you lose control. I tell you back it up, girl, I be your cruise control. Whoa, now you got me skeeting rounds like an Uzi. Your next round, I'ma tear it down in the jacuzzi. To the movie and I'm feeling kind of groovy. Cause you keep yelling do me, trying to eat it like Scooby. I'm not another floozy cause you way too choosy. I roll the next blunt while you puffing on the doobie cutie.
Hey, shawty, you with me cause you don't want it so wrong. Shawty, digging me and I don't want it no wrong. Just leave me on the late night, let me know it tastes right.
I know there's other girls out there that's looking for the same thing you're looking for. You know, all I want to do is keep it 100 with you, though. I ain't trying to make you do nothing you don't want to. But do you mind if I touch you right there?
Shawty, get with me cause you don't want it so wrong. Shawty, dig at me and I don't want it no wrong. Just leave me on the late night, let me know it tastes right. Got your back saying, ooh.
Write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown manish love letter. But not on pimp hell status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late night creeping with any other girl. Cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Be your sunshine, your moon. I wanna be your sunny day.
listen. When the best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Y'all, welcome back to Independent Fridays.
What's your girl so ambitious?
Hey, your boy Jay's Verse, live from the ATL.
I want to say a special thank you to Ms. Lynn Bozoff of the National Meningitis Association for coming in and talking with me tonight. Again, you can get more information at www.nmaus.org. You can follow me on Twitter, and it's at SoAmbitious1. You can also check out my website, www.soambitiousonline.com. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/soambitious.publicist.
You know, I'm going to hit you off with my information. You hit me up, you know what I'm saying, at www.jaysversemusic.net. Find all things Jay's Verse. Seen a lot of things about the world, Mob, you didn't know. Then you can always hit me up on Twitter at Jay's Verse, at JAYCEVERSE. That's Jay's Verse, not JC, but Jay's Verse. You know, fam, I mean, it's easy to get in contact with me. I'm just saying we live from the ATL this weekend, and I want y'all to meet me at the Dave and Buster's in Duluth. We about to be leaving in the next 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a drunken good time. You know what I'm saying? We live in the streets, five. We doing it big like that. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to So Ambitious, the chairman, TF, for making all this lawless thing happen. And, you know, I'm out.
All right, y'all. Tune in next Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, y'all. We are out. It is lawless.
Lawless, baby.
See that we need, so you know that she's so ambitious. In the streets, that ain't green, cause she's so ambitious. All the time, so I mean, that's so ambitious. You that was so ambitious, you now was so ambitious. See that we need, so you know that she's so ambitious. In the streets, that ain't green, cause she's so ambitious. All the time, so I mean, that's so ambitious. You that was so ambitious.
You ain't wanna get on.
You ain't wanna get on.
Cause I'm
gonna
get on.
sweat, so no color. In the street, in the bitter green, you go to the sky. The same, but I'm the same. Rise, with your ambition, baby.